News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Consumers could be impacted if the railroads and unions can't agree on a contract. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Consumers could see higher gas prices and shortages of some of their favorite groceries during the winter holiday season if railroads and all of their unions can't agree on new contracts by an early December deadline. The likelihood of a strike that could paralyze the nation's rail traffic grew on Monday when the largest of the 12 rail unions, which represents mostly conductors, rejected management's latest offer that includes a 24% raise. With four of the 12 unions holding out for a better deal, it might fall to Congress to impose one to protect the U.S. economy. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden getting support from a key Senate Republican for his decision to grant diplomatic immunity to the Saudi crown prince. Bob Agnew reports.
Conservative Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the administration made the right call in granting sovereign immunity to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It's a move that shields the Saudi autocrat from a lawsuit over his alleged role in the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Senator Cotton says the decision is in keeping with the practice involving foreign heads of state. Democrat Senator Mark Warner agrees. He notes the long-standing practice also protects American leaders and diplomats when they're serving abroad. Bob Agnew reporting.
Governor of Texas is sending 10 armored personnel carriers to the U.S.-Mexico border. It's part of Operation Lone Star. This follows Governor Abbott's declaration last week that he was invoking a section of the U.S. Constitution to allow him to defend the border against an invasion of criminals and illegal border crossers. OPEC oil producers are considering an output increase of up to 500,000 barrels a day. This comes a day before the European Union embargoes Russian oil, and the G7 plans to put a price cap on Russian crude oil sales. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
There's voter division.
Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
These mild temperatures are going to last all the way through Thanksgiving Day. Today, mostly sunny, really nice day. High temperature back up close to 60 degrees. Tonight, clear and chilly down to 36. Wednesday, sunny and mild again with a high near 60 degrees. Then for Thanksgiving Day, increasing clouds, some scattered showers in the afternoon, high low to mid 50s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. We're a small family business, started out in St. Charles County. I'm still based in St. Charles County. I'm not really in competition with any other good roofing companies out there. I'm more in competition with the companies that show up after a storm, the fly-by-night outfits. Brian Dawson Roofing, 636-465-9465. Or check us out on briandawsonroofing.com. If you don't say the whole thing, you might not get the right company. Brian Dawson Roofing.
Real talk, real truth.
Dr. Napudi is always good.
You know, you don't have to follow the sheep.
I listen to your station because you speak the truth.
I like the fact that it's a true station that we can actually listen to and know that we're getting the actual news. We're actually getting the truth of the story. And it's true patriots, a place where patriots can come and unite and have one voice.
Keep getting the message out.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, From House to Home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the services that we offer in addition to the build-out phases of construction. If you're interested in contacting Epic, you can reach us at epicdesignandbuild.com.
The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded. This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Hunter Biden story is heating up, and I can't wait to see how leftists spin this. And I would even go as far as to say, get out of it. How are they going to get out of it? Because they're going to get out of it. Now, I don't want that to make you feel bad, because we know the truth, and knowing the truth is a big step for conservatism. But let's face it. These people are masterful at just saying it never happened. The big election cheat never happened. No, not the one in the presidential and not the one in the midterms. It gave the Democrats the best midterm election of a sitting president probably in history, certainly in modern history, on a guy who had the worst record as president in history. So the lie has become the truth. And this is when the Bible says we're getting to the end of times, when you look, folks, these are obvious lies. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Anyway, we have a clip of a guy talking about the Hunter Biden story and the fact of Hunter Biden probably cheating on his taxes and not declaring a lot of money is not even the big part of the story, as you probably already know. But here's what I want to tell you about that. I had a tax debt. IRS sent two people to my house because they said my nonprofit owed money, which we didn't. So they sent two people to my house for $26,000 is what they said we owed. And my CPA says, well, Kevin, we don't technically owe it. I can get an abatement for X amount, but I'm going to have to come out of pocket over this nonsense. Certainly easily provable that we did nothing wrong. We got a paper trail, got it all. I mean, there's no Ukrainians involved. There's no Russians. There's nobody with a stan at the end of their country name that's involved here. It's a legitimate nonprofit that does amazing work. But then we've got Hunter Biden, who has crookedly brought in enough to owe $2 million. Think about this. What do you have to earn to owe $2 million? So this is a guy who obscured at least $5 million in order to owe $2 million. Now you go, oh, Kevin, there's fees and all that. Okay, fine. Maybe he started out owing a dollar, and now it's $2 million. But whatever it took to get to $2 million, it's a big number. Remember, people, he already got his money. He got another tax bill paid off by a Hollywood producer. We'll get more into that in a bit. But I'm just saying, unbelievable. Another thing that came up in the news, a special counsel was appointed to look into Trump's documents that he took to Mar-a-Lago. What a farce. Democrats reinforcing their BS to levels that no sane person would pursue. You're saying that a president who took some of his documents that he believed to be classified for him, and he says, these are the ones I'm not putting into the archives. Done many times before. And the Democrats go, oh, he did something illegal. He's colluding with the Russians and the Chinese and the Ukrainians. All because the sitting president and his son are colluding with the Russians, the Ukrainians, and the Chinese. And it's proven. There's no question. In fact, AP came out I think in the New York Times, whatever, they put out something that said there is no Joe Biden has done nothing to help his son in any of his overseas business dealings, hasn't interfaced with him at all. We know this to be an absolutely bald-faced lie. And do you know what the media does? They continue to tell us it is the truth. January 6th, they continue to tell us is an insurrection and the biggest threat to democracy, and democracy was on the ballot. But they lie about their no cheating in the presidential elections as well as the midterms. And they did that because by setting up that first thing and saying it was democracy is on the ballot, democracy, it allowed them to cheat in the midterms that I've already talked about. Folks, this is unbelievable. It's unprecedented. The blatant in-your-face lying that occurs. I have never seen it in my entire life. You will never get me to buy into it. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. You can call me a ist of whatever you want to call. And I'm going to tell you something. You will never get this Brockerman to believe this nonsense. And if you're playing into it, good. Look, they're going after Trump. I talked about it a minute ago. Going after Trump with this nonsense. Now they've appointed a special counsel to look into. And Trump says, I'm not playing into it. And I go back to this. The people who hate Trump, you should really check yourselves. You should check yourselves. You can talk about character. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's funny to me, the people that talk about Trump's character are people that don't, they got past. And some of their pasts are far worse, and they have the nerve to bring up character. Let's just focus on results, and let's focus on what's being done to a single citizen of the United States. Take his name off of it. Replace it with DeSantis. What would you be saying if this were DeSantis? Would you be upset then? People want to make Trump the idol. Look, it doesn't matter who's there. The Democrats have said the lie is the truth is a lie. And I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter if it's DeSantis or whomever. And I've made the case that Trump was uniquely qualified to go after these people. And one of my friends said, DeSantis can handle it. And I'm going, you're going to get your chance to see that. And I'm going to make you a bet. As much as I like DeSantis, I'm telling you, Trump, there is nobody I know who could have withstood the pressure that Trump was put under, including DeSantis. I think DeSantis is amazing. I think these people know how to break you down. And don't, it's, I'm just telling you, people that are, they're so naive. Donald Trump had been sued. His style was perfectly suited to say, screw you. But maybe we'll get our chance to see it. Sadly, because what it tells me is a conservative movement, I'm going to say it again, it's so easy to throw you away. First of all, they don't even support us. Many of the conservatives, I'm talking to some of you out there listening. Many of the conservatives do not support us. They support you with lip service, but they don't support you. And then expect you to stand tall and be strong in the face of adversity. I'm glad there are some warriors out there, Albert, Bob, Dale, Lori, and many others that do support people. We got a lot more to talk about today, folks. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive,
Poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Rudy Giuliani.
Real Talk Radio Network plays a very, very big role in making sure the American people get to know what they need to know. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it.
We try to cover the things that are covered up, whether it's about COVID or about Afghanistan or about Biden's incapacity or about the inflation or about what I call the express train to socialism, which Biden has us on.
The Rudy Giuliani Show, weeknights from 7 to 8 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Man, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses.
Even before all the COVID craziness, Dr. Eric Napudi has been a fighter for truth, health, and freedom, and is respected not only in the St. Louis area, but worldwide. Now he's invited his like-minded colleagues and friends to help. The so-called government health experts are putting their agenda before your health and well-being. And Dr. Eric and friends are debunking the evil and untruths and helping you live a happy, healthy, and free lifestyle. Dr. Eric Napudi and friends, weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. So you have some valuable land, but you really don't need it, and you don't want to pay the taxes. Plus, it's too much to take care of, and the last thing you want is a fast-talking auctioneer to swindle you for a fraction of its worth.
You sold my land for how much? I can't even understand you.
Let the Rick and Tracy Ellis team test the market to get you top dollar. Call us now at 636-299-3702 or email Tracy at TracyEllis.com.
Hi, this is Betsy Mawson with First State Bank Mortgage and your host of Spouses Financing Houses. My husband Matt and I are a husband and wife team with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, give us a call at 636-293-0577 and make sure to tune into our show, Spouses Financing Houses.
Saturday mornings at 10 on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
And with our new tower, the signal will be even stronger and reach more listeners, making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3700.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support and words of encouragement.
It's very enlightening. Very enlightening. Thanks for what you guys do. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much. It's the best thing that's happened in St. Louis, and I so appreciate you guys doing it.
You guys are the only station I listen to anymore, man.
Please support our sponsors, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network. The voice.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m., where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
This is Roger Stone on the Real Talk Radio Network. Roger Stone did nothing wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There was a shooting, a mass shooting, that occurred in a nightclub in Colorado Springs. Yeah, a mass shooting. That's all you need to know, right? I mean, I can give you details. Five people were killed. At least five people were killed. Somewhere in the dozens were wounded. They took down the subduer. I'll get to him in just a second. But all this occurred at this nightclub in Colorado Springs. But, well, the news reported that it was a gay nightclub. Club Q. And I don't think it was for QAnon. I think it was for queer or questioning or whatever the LGBTQ part. Or maybe it was only for the Qs. And what's funny, when you listen to the story, they will tell you, oh, this was an enclave for gay people. It was an iconic place. And it was like the mecca of the gay community in Colorado Springs because it's surrounded by all these military bases, all these toxically masculine, testosterone-fueled men. And so there has to be a safe place for the effeminate man to go and get his groove on. You know what I'm saying? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Proud founder of the Not Gay Man Woman movement, which our credo is, we don't care if you're gay. We're just proudly not gay. So they have to let you know that this was not just a nightclub shooting, which is tragic enough. I don't know how much more. Let me ask you, does it give you any more, like, you know, when you're hearing a story, five people were killed and dozens were wounded, Kevin, in a shooting last night. Oh, my God. And Kevin, they were gay. Oh, my God. Does it take it up another level? Or, I mean, what are your thoughts? Kevin, you can't understand because you're not gay. Okay, so if a nightclub is shot up and it turns out that it was a black nightclub, do you think it takes it up a level, or do you think that I go, yep, grew up with it? Nightclubs in the black community get shot. I'm going to get, look, honest truth here, folks. You don't have to like it, but I can tell you, many weekends that people went out and partied, and I read the story, oh man, they shot up so-and-so club last night. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, well, anyway. Okay, so we had Pulse down in Florida that got shot up by some Muslim extremists. Remember that? And now we find out this club gets shot up. It's a gay club, but clubs get shot up a lot. Black clubs get shot up probably per capita more than any other club or club scene. Because I know in my lifetime, I could name at least 10. Now, I'm not talking about five people getting killed and 18 wounded, but I'm talking about people getting shot and killed in the club or in the parking lot. Or a combination of both. But yeah, they added gay. And here's what they said. The five people killed, 18, at least five people were killed, and at least 18 were wounded. This was at the time of the report, carried out at Club Q. And here's what's interesting to me, with a firearm. So stories started coming in at about 11:57 p.m. I believe this was on a Saturday. One individual in the club was a suspect. I'll get to him in just a second. NBC News quoted the officer on the scene as saying, "We have numerous people transported to multiple local hospitals via ambulance and police cruisers. Hospitals are helping notify family who have been injured." But suddenly this thing pivoted. And here's what they went on to talk about, the background checks. Colorado adopted background checks on private gun sales after the December 14, 2012 attack on Sandy Hook Elementary School. Gabby Gifford's gun control group described Colorado's background check on gun control as universal background checks, which means private sales require the same background check as a retail sale. Plus, Colorado has a red flag law, a ban on the sale of high-capacity magazines and gun storage requirements, among other controls. So, Anderson Lee Aldrich, how was he able to get his gun, go into a nightclub, and shoot up a bunch of people who happened to be gay? So, of course, the cries of, well, we have to investigate this as a hate crime. No, you don't. It's a hateful crime. Look, I don't know what you need to do. Throw the book at him. Did he not kill enough people?
Oh, well, that invokes other things, Kevin. We get to execute him. We get to...
Okay, fine. Look, if there's a level that you can get to that goes beyond,
well, he killed five people and he injured dozens of others, but it was a hate crime, so that escalates. What could possibly escalate it beyond what I just described? Please, somebody tell me.
So, who is this guy, Anderson Lee Aldridge? Yet again, another kook. Another person who never should have had a gun, probably shouldn't have been out and about. They got him back in 2020. I forget what time it was, but like it was earlier. They had a run-in with him. I think it was June of 2021. And they have video footage of him surrendering to law enforcement after making a bomb threat. I'm going to read this. Footage from the Ring door camera of the owner of the home shows Aldridge exiting the home with his hands up, barefoot, and walking to sheriff's deputies. Sheriff's deputies said, now this was in 2021, June of 2021. They said he refused to comply with orders to surrender. And they said several hours after the initial police call, the sheriff's negotiation were able to get Aldridge to leave the house he was in. He was arrested after walking out the front door, but they didn't find any explosives in his home. They said it's not immediately clear how the case was resolved, but the Colorado Springs Gazette reported that the DA's office said no formal charges were pursued in the case. Now, in the spirit of non-conspiracy, I don't know what he did. It could have been one of those prank calls that said he's making bombs and somebody was upset with him. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. When your name comes up in 2021, in June of 2021, with a bomb threat, and then you go shoot up a club in November of 2022, I got to wonder, did people know? I mean, were we looking at his Facebook page? I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to make you a bet. This guy has been a loose cannon in Colorado Springs for some time. People have known it and they've ignored it. And something set him off. Something that you could probably go look between two or three social media things, talking to three or four people, and you will find out he was a ticking time bomb. And he went off. And now it's going to be all about the guns. Oh, and the gays. Because that's how leftism works.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A rhino, a very large, potentially dangerous creature with a small brain, or a Republican in name only, also potentially dangerous, or Republican radio in name only. Exactly what the Real Talk Radio Network isn't. Sure, it may be more financially feasible to ride the fence, to call yourself a conservative station, but still say what they want to hear and cave to the pressure. Here at the Real Talk Radio Network, we're proud to be the voice of truth. No rhino radio here. The Real Talk Radio Network. He grew up fighting for America the right way. Instilled in him was Christian and conservative values. He's a political science major. He's even an author of Conservative Prudence, Fighting for America the Right Way. He is Victor Nieves.
Like I say all the time, if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know your rights, well, then frankly, you stand no chance whatsoever at ever being able to defend or protect those rights.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekday afternoons at 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network. So you have some valuable land, but you really don't need it, and you don't want to pay the taxes. Plus, it's too much to take care of, and the last thing you want is a fast-talking auctioneer to swindle you for a fraction of its worth.
You sold my land for how much? I can't even understand you.
Let the Rick and Tracy Ellis team test the market to get you top dollar. Call us now at 636-299-3702 or email Tracy at TracyEllis.com. In America.
Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93 Free Real Talk Radio Network.
The left never stops marching. They're marching against our freedoms 24/7.
Now, more than ever, you need the truth.
I'm addicted to hearing the facts, the real facts about what's going on in the world, not just what the sheep are trying to tell you.
I love you guys. Really, I do. I listen to as many shows a day as I possibly can. I've called in several times.
Real Talk is the best station in the state, in the world, in the U.S.
Our voice and yours, the Real Talk Radio Network. Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
I'm Christy Bush with my husband, Billy Bush.
They'll keep you updated on what's going on with the Bush family. And just like the reality show, you never know what's going to happen.
Hey, hello, Billy.
With your wonderful husband, Billy Bush. You always got to say wonderful husband. I have been a really good husband over the last 30-some-odd years, right?
We will just say Billy Bush.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
We're lucky to have each other, aren't we, darling?
Uh-huh.
Saturday nights at 7, exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no-holds-barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
Dan Bongino.
Hillary Clinton operated an unauthorized computer server she kept in the bathroom at the Chappaqua house I was at many, many times. She trafficked in classified information because she had no government email account. We know people knew about it because Barack Obama's BlackBerry had her personal email address whitelisted. So it was a government conspiracy, meaning a lot of people knew about it and colluded to keep it quiet.
Tune into the Dan Bongino Show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. right here on Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
The real estate market is changing rapidly. Don't get left behind. After 25 years in the business, we have worked through the highs and lows. We understand the market and what it takes to get you top dollar. Your home can have its own commercial right here on Real Talk Radio Network. Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty for a private consultation today at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
We need to unite.
America first.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wins all around for conservatism. All you got to do is look. All you got to do is know how to look, where to look. And they're easy to spot. They're not hidden. You don't have to go looking around for Easter eggs behind furniture and underneath the sofa cushions and all that. No, no, no. They're right in front of your face. Now, the media isn't going to report it as a win. It's just they're going to report it as news. You have to be able to look at it and go, wait a minute. That's bigger than news right there, baby. Bigger than news. So, let's find it. Here's one of these stories. It's a small win, folks, for conservatism. And I'm not going to make it appear that it's bigger than what it is, but it's bigger than what it is. It seems little. Disney is in the news. Now, I don't need to tell you, Disney's gone off the deep end. Disney, you would think Disney is run by a transsexual Guatemalan midget or something because Disney has gone crazy up in her. It has. I used to... Every Sunday night, oh my gosh, when I was a kid, and I know many of you know this, the little, what they call it, sprite, the little thing that would fly around the Disney building and go ding at the end before they started the Sunday night Disney movie. How many kids watched that? I mean, that had to be one of the most watched things in, I mean, at the time in American culture. It was like watching Welcome Back, Cotter. I mean, I didn't miss it. I could name you a bunch of other shows, too. Little House on the Prairie. That was when entertainment was fun. It was wholesome. And don't misunderstand me. You should have everything. You should be able to get, you know, porn. Well, I mean, honestly, if that's what you want on your TV, you should have it. The way it is today, I get it. You can indulge any piece of your psyche that you choose. But I will tell you, I miss the Waltons and Little House on the Prairie and stuff like that. Not, that doesn't make me a nerd. I grew up on a ranch. And it wasn't, you know, I didn't have 12 kids like the Waltons, you know, where Mary J. and Mary Lou and Jenny Jones and whatever. It was me and my brother just kind of pretty much hanging out. We had siblings, but they weren't with us, sadly. I mean, they were elsewhere. I think I told you guys that. I've only met one of my other brothers from my dad's side. And, you know, his name is David. He's a half brother. But there's supposedly 9 other kids I've never met. And I've got my stepsisters, and I could go on. But the point is, I saw the Waltons. I always wanted that big family. It was a cool idea of what family represented. I'm going to tell you something. I bet you if young black kids were forced, now I'd hate to force them, but if they were to watch Little House on the Prairie or the Waltons or something, it would change their perspective of what family really should be and life, what life should be. How about we simplify things a little bit for ourselves, right? Anyway, I'm off topic, but I'm going to get back to this win. This win involves Disney, and Disney is a big deal to me because it brings back this nostalgic feeling. But let me tell you, that whatever you feel, if you're over 40 or 50 years old, whatever you feel for Disney, it is long gone, long gone. It is not the same. But Disney figured something out. Disney says we are on the wrong track. They had a CEO, his name is Bob Chapek, and he's been running Disney since 2020, post-election coup. And he figured, you know what? The woke generation, everybody wants this. People want them some Biden. So he went right along with them, and he took Disney down. So guess what? They're bringing back Bob Iger, returning to Walt Disney as CEO. Effective immediately, replacing Bob Chapek. They say, who stepped down? He didn't step down. He was booted out. Don't let them put any time. They went in and said, Chapek, you're out. They had already packed up his gear. I don't know, man, I'm just speculating. But his office had the little box ready to go, security guards, and they essentially threw him out aggressively. Metaphorically, of course. Here's what how they write this. The stunning and unexpected move comes as Disney stock has dropped 41% since the beginning of the year. Whew! Be still my heart. They say, although every other entertainment stock has similarly dropped. So what they're telling you is, folks, in case you're not paying attention, entertainment stocks are dropping for 2 reasons. 1, Joe Biden is president. And 2, entertainment is no longer what we want. I just hearkened you back to the time when entertainment was simple. Give me your favorite story. Tell me what your favorite story is. Is it full of... If somebody says, Kevin, it's The Mechanic, or some Jason Statham film, or some Schwarzenegger film, or some high-tech, you know, whatever, shoot-em-up gangster alien film, very unusual. Your favorite film is going to be something that touched your heart. It's going to be a great story. There might be some special effects. Don't misunderstand me. It's hard to watch any movie these days without it. But I'm telling you right now, your favorite film, for the most part, is going to be something you emote to. I'll give you a film you should all watch. Love Jones. One of the best movies ever. Mostly black cast. Unbelievably great film. I talk about it all the time. I talked about it with one of the actors who's in it, who's an acquaintance. I told him, man, that was the best work. He was so thankful to me. He says, Kev, but let me tell you something. I told black people, I told the people in that film that we were talking about Academy Awards. He says, I told them black people are going to hate us for this film. If you watch it, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's an unbelievably great film about the black condition in a civilized black world. The way most blacks live in America. If you get a chance, watch it. Back to what I'm talking about here, though. So Disney's poor earnings have to do with two things, Biden and the fact that Disney went woke. If Disney didn't go woke, their stock wouldn't have dropped 41%. It would have held firm. If Netflix didn't go woke, that's why Netflix has come back and said, y'all aren't going to get us to get rid of Dave Chappelle. You're not going to change the way we do business. And the reason why most of you have quit Netflix is because you're sick of the proselytizing. Susan Rice on the board, the Obamas and their nonsense and all the other crap. How about you just go out and make great films? Plug for the FlickFest, by the way. TheFlickFest.com. This week we have investor meetings with the FlickFest. If everything goes the way it should, it is going to explode. And I can't wait to tell you about it. But anyway, I'm going to go back to this. So Iger has agreed to serve as Disney CEO for 2 years with a mandate for the board to, you ready for this? To set the strategic direction for renewed growth and work closely with it to develop a successor to lead the company at the completion of his term. Now, they thanked Bob Chapek for his service to Disney over his long career, including, get this, navigating the company through the unprecedented challenges of the pandemic. What unprecedented challenges? He should have been feasting. People were at home. They were sequestered, locked in, literally on lockdown. They had nothing better to do. Disney could have been cutting new things, doing stuff. What else? What do they have in the vault? What could they have presented? Oh, it was locked. That was their time to feast. And I can tell you this, Logitech, listen to their CEO. He says, during the scamdemic, he didn't call it that, but I'll call it that. He says, we feasted. We reevaluated our company's model. We reevaluated how our employees would work, etc. You telling me Disney couldn't figure out a way with different studios all over the place now and the ability to work remotely that they couldn't figure out how to take over during that period? It is a shame they dropped 41% year over year. Anyway, Iger, they say, returns after serving for CEO of Disney for 15 years from 2005 to 2020, which he oversaw the acquisitions, you ready of this? Of Pixar, Marvel Studios, Lucasfilm, and 21st Century Fox. This guy made strategic acquisitions that would go down in the record books. Now, I'm not saying he's great or anything. I'm just saying compared to Chapek, CEO in February of 2020, after serving as chairman of Parks and Resorts and then president of Consumer Products, marked, as they write here, by multiple missteps, including a poorly handled lawsuit from Scarlett Johansson over her salary tied to the streaming of Black Widow. And also, Chapek had a run-in with DeSantis because he didn't say anything about Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. So that's the deal. But the biggest deal is he didn't make any strategic moves. He didn't do anything that furthered the cause of Disney and certainly didn't live up to the legacy of Disney. Not the way I feel it. Be curious what you guys think, but a win for the right, folks. I'll tell you that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The Real Talk Radio Network salutes you, the Freedom Fighter.
We fight by supporting your radio station, getting the message out of what you guys are doing. We support small businesses. We support the farmers. We're not going to be out in the street protesting. We're going to do it with our money and our brains.
Keep fighting the good fight, and we'll be right there with you. The Real Talk Radio Network.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of a badge.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news and the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey folks, it's Kevin at Generations Marketplace. Well, I've been on here a couple months telling you about how easy it is to advertise with Real Talk Radio and how amazing these people are and how easy they make the process. But now I'm here to tell you about how well it works. Every week we have two or three, four or five people coming and telling us, I heard you on the radio. So if you're looking to advertise with a radio station that has a loyal following and an amazing mission, give Real Talk Radio a try.
Call 636-299-3702 to become a part of the Real Talk family and let us help you write your success story. You won't be sorry.
Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, V-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
More and more freedom fighters all over the greater St. Louis area are finding the Real Talk Radio Network.
I listen out here in Cuba, Missouri, every day.
You guys are getting the word out.
I spread the word as much as I can. God bless you guys for all you do. I hope you have a sensational day.
We're listening. That's why you guys keep getting the message out.
That 107.3, as the old truckers used to say, is wall to wall and treetop tall out here. We like it.
Keep listening and keep spreading the word, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network.
The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702.
636-299-3702. The Kel & Co. Morning Show, weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real excited the Kel's back on.
They'll arm you with the ammunition you need to know to help protect your freedoms and navigate through this crazy world we live in. It's all live and it's all local. You never know who's going to stop by, and you never know what they're going to talk about.
When I heard you were back on the morning show, I was totally thrilled.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
And that's when I started listening again.
The Kel & Co. Morning Show, weekday mornings on the Real Talk Radio Network. You listen to us, and we're listening to you.
Deborah, Pacific, Missouri, and I listen to Real Talk 16 hours a day.
Why not more?
Because I'm sleeping.
Support the Real Talk Radio Network and our sponsors.
I have a list of the supporters, or the advertisers, and I'm going to support them.
And keep the voice of freedom alive.
I think it's incredible, and I think Tracy and Rick have gone out on the limb to support our nation. I am just so grateful. Just so grateful for them.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
I do listen. I also support it.
The voice of freedom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned earlier, and I mention it quite often, that there are a lot of people I was on a radio show, and the callers are like, you know, Kevin, you're all pro-Trump and all. And I always push back and say, if you believe that, no offense, but you're ignorant. I'm not pro-Trump. I'm not anti-Trump, certainly. I am vehemently pro-Trump results. Vehemently so. I am so results-oriented, it's insane. If you tell me, Kevin, you may think I'm a jerk, but I'm going to get this accomplished and you accomplish it, I'll say, yep, he's a jerk, but boy, he gets stuff done. See, that's the difference. And it may seem nuanced. I don't care how you view it, but it is what it is. And here's the way I liken it, because I've had this happen. Somebody will come up to me and go, you know, Kevin, that Bill, I know you hang out with him, but he's a bad guy. And I go, okay, well, really? Yeah. Yeah, well, the other one time when I was dealing with him, he did so-and-so and so-and-so. And I go, well, you know what? Bill's never done that to me. Every time I say I'm moving, Bill says, hey, you need some help? And I go, sure. And you know what he does? He shows up. If I say, hey, I've got this issue, he'll say, I have something that might help you. You know, it's a spray gun. You know, I was going to paint a fence. I'm just using it as an example. He says, I got a spray gun. Would you like to use it? Yeah, I'll have it for you. I'll bring it by the house. Okay, he did it. And I could go on. So you want to convince me that Bill is a jerk, that Bill is he's a flim-flam artist, he's a scam artist, he's blah, blah, blah. And every time I talk to Bill and I mention something, he's helpful and he does it. Now, I'm going to ask you, have you had a situation like this? Because I have. I've had people come up to me and go, oh, you're dealing with so-and-so?
I don't know, Kev.
And I go, really? Well, what's been your experience?
Well, I've heard.
And when I hear that, I go, well, let me ask you this. You've heard that Bill is such and such. He's not a good guy. He's not a man of high character. Okay, great. What has he done to you to demonstrate that? You specifically. And you know what I get back? Generally speaking, nothing. No, it's not. Kevin, it is. I mean, I can't say that it's affected me per se, but it's certainly. I heard this from so-and-so. Okay, well, what did they say? And you get this rumor mill floating. And here's the problem. When we become gossips like that in the conservative movement, shame on us. And let me tell you, I know that in the conservative movement and certainly among black conservatives, people, oh, Kevin, he's so-and-so. And I go, great. So this person said that. Yeah. Did you ask him, what have we ever done together? Ask him that simple question. Somebody that negative talks me, as they say, throw shade on me. Ask him, what have we done together? And you know the answer? Nothing. I haven't done anything. In other words, if we had a track record, or we started this thing and Kevin screwed me over. Okay, now you got a reason, but they can't say that. I could give you name after name of people. Kevin so-and-so, man, he seemed like he was down on you. What for? So-and-so's down on me. Did you ask him, well, why do you feel that way? Did you inquire? Nah, he just said something negative. I was like, oh, well, it ain't none of my business. It is your business. What did he do to you? Wayne? Well, nothing. I can tell you this. There are people who've talked negative about me in this industry who I've done nothing but help. In one case, I can tell you this. We spent probably $2,500 of our time to help this person put together a media kit, get him on the right track with radio. I could go down the list. And then I heard later on, he's talking smack. And I'm like, for what? For all the help we gave him? It's amazing to me. That's what I equate with Trump. What has he done to you? Well, he likely helped you get a better job. He likely helped you get a raise. He likely helped your portfolio. He certainly didn't lock you down during COVID, etc. I could give you a lot of things where Trump impacts, the impact of Trump helped you. His Supreme Court picks, his federal judge picks, his Make America Great Again, his America First agenda. I could go down the list. These are things that impact you. He reduced the price of gasoline you put in your car when we came off of Baby Black Jesus. I could give you a litany of things. And people still, well, I don't like his attitude. No, you're tricked and you're too much of a chicken crap, I'm going to leave it clean here, to admit that the left has put a brain deal in your, a worm in your head that makes you, Trump, it's too much. It's just too many things going on with Trump. Well, let me tell you what. If you were getting investigated for 6 years for doing nothing and it was costing you millions and millions of dollars to fight ghosts, things that you've never done, what would you be doing? How would you want people to react? Would you want them to support you? This is not about Trump. This is about people in this community, in the conservative community, who will do exactly this. They've learned nothing. And look at these Democrats. They protect Barack Obama. He's not even a big deal anymore. They still protect him. They protect Joe Biden like he's their granddaddy. They protect Hunter like he is their best brother or favorite uncle. These are crooks and criminals and liars and scam artists, and they still protect them. And you get a guy who comes in and does what he says and go, And now we learn that Merrick Garland is going to put a special counsel to investigate Trump over these classified documents that he took. Can you believe this? And Trump said, I'm not participating. He said it's the worst politicization of justice in our country. And you want to know what? I 100% support that statement. And it wouldn't matter who it is. If Barack Obama were going through what Trump is going through right now, and he made that statement, I would 100% support it for him. Does that make me into, ooh, Kevin's all in for Obama? You know what Kevin's all in for? I'm all in for the truth. And let me tell you, it hurts at times when you got to admit it about yourself or your own kids. Oh, my kid wouldn't do that. Oh, I'm sorry, my kid did that. Trump said this, I've been going through this for 6 years. For 6 years, I'm not going through it anymore. And I hope the Republicans have the courage to fight it. He says, I've been proven innocent for 6 years on everything from fake impeachments to Mueller, who found no collusion, and now I have to do it more? It's not acceptable. It is so unfair. It is so political. And if you buy into it, shame on you. Shame on you. Because what you're saying is, I don't care, it's Trump. Well, it isn't Trump, folks. It's you. If they get away with this for Trump, if they steamroll this dude, you better know you have no recourse. Are you not seeing enough of this? Hunter Biden, I'm going to do a whole other show on him. Hunter owes more money in taxes. There's no IRS agents knocking on his door. There's nobody garnishing his wages. There's nobody trying to freeze his accounts. Nope. Hunter is in the clear. Hillary Clinton, guilty of sicking the Department of Justice on Trump, starting a lie, free and clear. Joe Biden, obviously the big guy, obviously. Election cheating, what do you want? Do you think these 87,000 new IRS agents are going to be friendly to you? Holy mother of Lois Lerner, you better wake up, people. Trump pointed out that Garland's appointment of the special counsel came just days after he officially announced his 2024 presidential campaign. He says, I've never heard of such a thing. They found nothing. I announce, and then they appoint a special prosecutor. They found nothing, and now they take some guy who hates Trump. He says, this is a disgrace, and only happening because I'm leading in every poll in both parties. Look, I don't know whether he's leading or not. I don't care. I don't care whether Trump runs, DeSantis runs, Josh Hawley, Carrie Lake, whomever. What I do care about is we look at this stuff objectively and we're fair about it. He says, it's not even believable that they're allowed to do this. He's exactly right. The worst politicization of justice in our country. And he called out Biden's DOJ for investigating him while staying quiet on Biden and his son Hunter. He says Hunter Biden is a criminal many times over and nothing happens to him. Joe Biden is a criminal many times over and nothing happens to him. It's unfair to this country, to the Republican Party, and I don't think people should accept it. I'm not going to accept it. Well, neither am I, President Trump.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman, KBMO Vandalia, KXEN, K264CY St. Louis, the voice of freedom.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. More bodies have been found beneath collapsed buildings in Indonesia, where the death toll has risen to 268 following yesterday's earthquake. More than 150 people are still missing. There's division at the United Nations over North Korea's latest missile testing.
The U.S. and its allies are strongly condemning North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile tests and call for actions to limit its nuclear and missile programs. Speaking at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the Biden administration will be circulating a proposed presidential statement which would condemn North Korea for what she called unlawful ballistic missile launches and other dangerous and destabilizing activity. Russia and China oppose any new pressure and sanctions on Pyongyang. I'm Norman Hall.
There's a looming railroad strike as we head into the holiday season. Seven of the country's rail unions have approved new contracts, but five have rejected the Biden administration brokered deals. AAA predicts more than 54 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home this Thanksgiving. That's almost back to pre-pandemic volumes. This man from Southern California says he's glad to be traveling again, even if it costs more.
Everything's getting back to normal since COVID, right? So you want to be part of that joy and part of those relationships, and that's what matters most, and we'll find a way somewhere, somehow.
President Biden and the First Lady paid an early holiday visit to Marines in North Carolina last evening.
Because as I said, you represent 1% of the population. You defend the rest of us. You are the backbone, the sinew, the spine of the country.
Stock futures are little changed this morning. Dow futures are up 38 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
These mild temperatures are going to last all the way through Thanksgiving Day. Today, mostly sunny, really nice day. High temperature back up close to 60 degrees. Tonight, clear and chilly down to 36. Wednesday, sunny and mild again with a high near 60 degrees. Then for Thanksgiving Day, increasing clouds, some scattered showers in the afternoon. High low to mid-50s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You could become a Covenant Director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call, on call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
All the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 3 until 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
The Real Talk Radio Network app. Tap it. Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Work.
Available on Google or Apple. Click on the eagle logo.
You guys are top notch.
You know you want to tap that app.
Meet Don from Union, Missouri.
Hi, this is Don from Union, Missouri.
Don loves his freedom and loves Real Talk Radio.
I think it's the true conservative station that we have here in St. Louis. I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep doing it, please. We need you.
Be like Don and support Real Talk Radio. Tell everyone you know about us. Share on social media. Most of all, support our sponsors and tell them you're there because you heard about them on Real Talk Radio.
Appreciate and I love what you're doing. I stand behind you.
Rudy Giuliani.
Real Talk Radio Network plays a very, very big role in making sure the American people get to know what they need to know. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. We try to cover the things that are covered up, whether it's about COVID or about Afghanistan or about Biden's incapacity or about the inflation or about what I call the express train to socialism, which Biden has us on.
The Rudy Giuliani Show, weeknights from 7 to 8 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded. This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta tell you, good shout out coming to Moms for Liberty. Way to go, Moms for Liberty. Berkeley County, South Carolina. This reads, accountability arrived, or was it a political witch hunt? It depends on whether one talks to the former board chair who got pushed out in last week's election, or the new members elected by angry parents in the district. Way to go, Moms for Liberty. I will tell you this. We've tried to contact Moms for Liberty many times. They don't return our phone calls. They're part of a whole consortium of moms. And it was frustrating to me because, you know, we try to partner. If we're coming somewhere, we tell people things like this. They wouldn't return our phone calls. But what I will tell you is this. Whether they did or they didn't, they deserve praise for what they did. And you know what? If you're too busy to return my phone call because you are busy overturning a leftist school board and doing what you accomplished, congratulations. Because let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I know many groups that never accomplished something as simple as this. Now, I will tell you, our team, we helped 5 people get selected to the school board. I'm proud of that. But we didn't overturn any. We didn't do this. We're working to get to this level where we're doing this all over the country. But this group did it. Yeah, I'm reading this article. In 2 hours, the new board fired the district superintendent, their attorney, and banned critical race theory in schools. They say it caused an uproar among some community members. Well, good for them. Cause an uproar. And see, we're focused on senators and governors and things like that, and we should be. There's no question about it. But see, this little thing, this little ripple in the fabric of the matrix is a real problem for the Democrats. Because if they can't keep keeping kids stupid, if they can continue to indoctrinate kids, that generation is gone. I mean, look, folks, look at this generation of the woke kids. Is this really what you want the world to become, what America to become, this woke generation? I mean, I think about the smallest things that upset them. And it drives me crazy. I'm thinking these kids could not survive my childhood. I don't know many of them that could. Not that my childhood was bad. But my childhood required discipline. My childhood required accountability. I had chores. I had responsibility. I was trained to be an adult, and not in the best way all the time. I'll freely admit my grandparents didn't know what they didn't know. And neither do you as a parent. But what you do know is that you do have to have these things. That you give your kids chores. You have to let them make mistakes. You have to let them grow. You teach them how to drive, right? At 15, 14 years old, you're teaching your kid, 15 certainly when they're learner's permit, you're teaching them how to drive. Why? Because you know eventually you can't be driving them around. One of my buddies, he called, he said, I told my son, because you have to wait 6 months after they get their learner's permit for them to actually be able to get a driver's license. He said, we timed it. His family timed it so that when he got his regular driver's license, he's chauffeuring his siblings around. He goes, this guy's name is Tony. He goes, my son doesn't understand. He's getting the job. Soccer dad is over. Go pick your sister up. Go take your brother here. You know, he goes, he's going to be a chauffeur. And I get it. I mean, I got my youngest here. Can't wait to where I'm not Dad, can you come pick me up? Dad, can you take me to the gym? Dad, can you take me? Dad. No. Daddy's gone. Pretend you don't have a daddy. It should be easy, right? He's a black kid. Oh, my goodness. So they fired the district's first black superintendent. I didn't mention he was black earlier, but he is black. Yep. Now they're going to look at what books should be banned from the school. In addition, the board voted to replace the chair with a person named Mac McQuillan, a local attorney and one of the board members backed by Moms for Liberty. Yep. But guess what they did after they fired the first black superintendent? They hired the second black superintendent to replace him. Now, NBC didn't put that in the article until way down. Yeah. See, I set you up. Because many of you are like, ooh, they really got some guts to fire a black superintendent. Yeah, they did. They had some guts and they fired him. But they replaced him with another black dude. But this black dude thinks like conservative black folks. So they call the firings a travesty. The dissenting board member, Yvonne Bradley, claimed that the people who elected the new board were being fooled by it. And then she walked out of the meeting. They said, were the voters fooled, however? Or did they vote for this precise outcome? After all, Moms for Liberty pointed out afterwards, this is precisely the agenda on which the board members ran. Now, what did they do? What did Moms for Liberty do? Moms for Liberty selected six candidates to run for school board in Berkeley County. And what they did was they flipped it in favor of, you ready? Here's what their radical agenda was. They wanted people who valued parental rights. Four of the candidates, including McQuillan, who they made the chair, he was an incumbent, while two others who were new to the board promised more, you ready for this? Curriculum transparency and fiscal responsibility. And finally, put a stop on the woke agenda. You want to know what the woke agenda is? The woke agenda says, I don't have to teach your kids anything that they're actually going to need in college or in life. So, Moms for Liberty, kudos. Kudos to you. Like I said, you don't need many examples to show what it takes to get it done. This was a group of women who got together and said, enough is enough. And they took care of business. And I want to highlight them. As I said, we put phone calls into them to work with them on different things. They've been busy. I forgive them for not returning our phone calls. Moms for Liberty should be lauded, and I hope that you will reach into your pockets and give them some money, folks. They deserve it.
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The real estate market is changing rapidly. Don't get left behind. After 25 years in the business, we have worked through the highs and lows. We understand the market and what it takes to get you top dollar. Your home can have its own commercial right here on Real Talk Radio Network. Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty for a private consultation today at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
People from all over are finding the voice of freedom.
St. Louis, Wright City.
Union, Berger, Troy, Missouri,
New Florence,
Washington, Pacific, Missouri,
Franklin County.
Got great reception in all of Franklin County.
Why are people far and near tuning into the Real Talk Radio Network?
I listen to it because I believe in freedom of choices and the freedom of being an American.
What I like the most about it is they always mention God.
I'm angry at everything that has happened with the politics.
Giving you thousands of reasons to listen every day. The Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network is proud to be bringing you the voice of freedom. It's certainly been an uphill battle, but calls like this make it worthwhile.
Yes, I wanted to thank you all for your fantastic radio station. It is just so great to have all this information out in the open instead of having to search and scratch and scrounge to find it on your own in different nooks and crannies. So thank you very, very much.
The truth and the voice of freedom. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Take one for the Tap That App promo. Couldn't find a sexy woman, so we have to use producer Dan.
What am I saying? Tap That App?
Yeah, but they want it real sexy, kind of sultry-like.
From me?
Yes.
Oh.
And recording.
You know you want to tap that app.
Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app.
Okay, that's a wrap, Dan.
Hey, tap that app.
That's enough, Dan.
Hey, folks, it's Kevin at Generations Marketplace. Well, I've been on here a couple months telling you about how easy it is to advertise with Real Talk Radio and how amazing these people are and how easy they make the process. But now I'm here to tell you about how well it works. Every week, we have two or three, four or five people come in and telling us, I heard you on the radio. So if you're looking to advertise with a radio station that has a loyal following and an amazing mission, give Real Talk Radio a try.
Call 636-299-3702 to become a part of the Real Talk family and let us help you write your success story. You won't be sorry.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no-holds-barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
having problems getting Real Talk Radio? There's several options to get the voice of freedom. 93.3 FM in the West St. Louis area. 104.3 FM in Hannibal, Quincy, and Vandalia areas. 100.7 FM, 1010 AM in the St. Louis City, County, and Illinois areas. 107.3 FM in the Rolla and Steelville areas. And anywhere, anytime on the Real Talk app. Go to Google or Apple and click on the Real Talk Eco logo. Now, more ways than ever to get the voice of freedom. All the info's at realtalkradionetwork.com. The Real Talk Radio Network.
The truth is coming out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Going to go into a lot more detail about this FTX story. And by the way, there's a ton of stuff going on in the news. We'll talk about a lot of it. And as I like to remind people, all these stories meld together. If you go back and listen to my show from 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever, the metaphors remain the same. Take whatever you want out of this. It all points back to how leftism is evil. It's just flat out evil. We just talked about this school board overhaul. Great job for the Moms for Liberty doing something to change it at the base level. Because let me tell you, at the top, it's nothing but corruption. The FTX, here's what the Wall Street Journal reported, that in October of 2018, FTX raised $420 million from a range of well-known investors in order to improve user experience and increase the firm's reach and establish a better relationship with regulators. That was the goal of that raise. Guys, let me tell you something. I'm now in the midst of these types of things. We're looking to raise, as an example, $1 to $2.5 million for various business entities that we're involved in. If I were on the left, I can guarantee you right now, I could put a zero on those two numbers I just gave you. I could raise between $10 million and $25 million. And I would do it with no sweat. No sweat. I flew to Florida to talk to some investors about they wanted me to join and run one of their companies. And they said to me, well, Kevin, of course, you'll get a salary. You'll be CEO, blah, blah, blah. We're looking to raise. And they gave me the number. And I was like, in my opinion, I was like, well, it's a bit of a high valuation considering there's no profit. And they went on to explain how, if it's a tech play, it's not about profit. It's about, you know, what you can build it to. And I get all that. I understand. Let me put it this way. When you watch Shark Tank and they come in with this high valuation of their, you know, because people have passion for their product. And they say, well, what are your sales for the last year? I've sold $100,000. Well, why are you putting a $5 million valuation? Well, it's because it's a great idea. Yeah, it is. But you haven't realized it yet, and you want to get our money to do it, blah, blah, blah. So you get it. And I do understand that there are ideas out there that are mega, mega million-dollar ideas. I happen to have a couple, thankfully. And you do need the support of other people. There's no question about that. But most of the time, the sharks are right. It's overvalued. And it's a nice little side hustle for you, but it's not for them. They need bigger fish to fry. But anyway, going back to leftists, if they have a sinister objective for you, and that's exactly what was going on with FTX, you can say, they put the word out on the street, give these guys money because they're going to increase the firm's reach and establish a better relationship with regulators. And I'll be a son of a gun, folks, if they didn't do it. So in October of 2018, they did their raise. They raised $420 million for this ingenue. A guy that knows nothing about, he's a tech guy who was experimenting in crypto. There were already good crypto plays out there. Ask yourself this, if Bitcoin existed, Ethereum, these are the two biggest names in crypto, I believe. Certainly Bitcoin is the founder of it, the father, the grandfather, the grandpoopa of crypto. Why wouldn't you just go in with them? Why would you start this new fledgling outfit run by this MIT kid who knows nothing? He's wet behind the ears, as we say. Kevin, he's 30 years old. He's a grown man. Yeah, well, I tell you what. Look at the outcome. Watch Zuckerberg, if you want to know. Watch the fall of these guys that supposedly know it all. Jack Dorsey got out of Twitter at the right time. He took his millions of dollars and said, I'm done. He was a fluke and a fraud. Anyway, they said this guy cashed out with $300 million. He took three-quarter of the money, almost, of what was raised. Of the $420 million, $300 million went to Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the exchange. They said the cash out was large even by Silicon Valley startup world standards, where such sales were historically considered unacceptable as they allowed founders to profit, ready for this, before investors. According to Bankman-Fried, he bought out rival Binance's stake in FTX a few months prior to the transaction and reimbursed investors part of the money he had spent. Okay, great. So they raised $420 million. He takes $300 million of it. Then the $120 million that's left, he says, you know what? Here's a little bit of yours back. Sounds like a scam to me. Even Silicon Valley recognized it, but you know what? He was protected. They say the agreement provides an insight into how funds were transferred between Bankman-Fried and the numerous companies he oversaw while the crypto exchange grew. Bankman-Fried used his various companies as a funding stream that provided the money for a number of philanthropic donations and political donations to Democrats, as well as the purchase of shares in the stock trading platform Robinhood Markets. Now, Bankman-Fried's business dealings are under scrutiny as part of the bankruptcy of FTX and his investment firm Alameda Research. FTX, which allegedly lent customer funds to Alameda, is now facing a funding gap of approximately $8 billion, according to FTX's new CEO, John Ray. Do you think these people are ever going to see their money? No, and let me tell you, the only people I feel sorry for are the little folks that got caught up in this. The big people that lose their money, I hope they all go bankrupt. I hope karma gives them exactly what they deserve. But don't expect it. These people hedge their bets. They go on to say this. This process is going to involve comprehensive, transparent, and deliberate investigation into claims against Mr. Samuel Bankman-Fried and other co-founders of his company. But here's what he went on to say that I thought was interesting. He said that the bankruptcy filing highlighted the concentration of control in the hands of a very small group of inexperienced, unsophisticated, and potentially compromised individuals. I found that part of this story really interesting. The new CEO, John Ray, those are the comments he made. See, what's happening, folks, in America is these youngsters, these Gen Zers, believe they have it all. They know how to do it. They can get there faster than anybody. And look at the Zuckerbergs of the world, the ruthlessness in which they go after stuff, where they steal their companies. They get the Democrats to play along with them. And then eventually, time catches up. Capitalism says, no, you got to come up with a little better idea than this or it's not going to work. We got more on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You could become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call, on call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
With all the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 3 until 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi,
Hi, this is Betsy Mawson with First State Bank Mortgage and your host of Spouses Financing Houses. My husband Matt and I are a husband and wife team with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, give us a call at 636-293-0577 and make sure to tune into our show, Spouses Financing Houses.
Saturday mornings at 10 on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom. More and more freedom fighters all over the greater St. Louis area are finding the Real Talk Radio Network.
I listen out here in Cuba, Missouri, every day.
You guys are getting the word out.
I spread the word as much as I can, and God bless you guys for all you do. I hope you have a sensational day.
We're listening. That's why you guys keep getting the message out.
That 107.3, as the old truckers used to say, is wall-to-wall and treetop tall out here. We like it.
Keep listening and keep spreading the word, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network. Keep the Real Talk Radio Network with you all day long.
I listen every day, and I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Tap that app. Tap that app.
Oh, no, you got producer Dan started again.
I live in Troy, but I work in St. Louis, and I listen all day long, but my morning drive in and then my evening driving home. It's the only station I ever listen to.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, from house to home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the services that we offer in addition to the build-out phases of construction. If you're interested in contacting Epic, you can reach us at epicdesignandbuild.com.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
And with our new tower, the signal will be even stronger and reach more listeners, making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3702.
Real talk. Real truth.
Dr. Naputi's always good.
You know, you don't have to follow the sheep.
I listen to your station because you speak the truth.
I like the fact that it's a true station that we can actually listen to and know that we're getting the actual news. We're actually getting the truth of the story. And it's true patriot. It's a place where patriots can come and unite and have one voice.
Keep getting the message out.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Man, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses.
Even before all the COVID craziness, Dr. Eric Naputi has been a fighter for truth, health, and freedom, and is respected not only in the St. Louis area, but worldwide. Now he's invited his like-minded colleagues and friends to help. The so-called government health experts are putting their agenda before your health and well-being. And Dr. Eric and friends are debunking the evil and untruths and helping you live a happy, healthy, and free lifestyle. Dr. Eric Naputi and friends, weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
When I'm listening to the radio, you are the station that I have on.
I really enjoy Dr. Naputi.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Oh, I love it.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a story that won't shock very many people. And I was talking to Melissa about this, and she said, I suspected this when the story first broke, and this has to do with FTX. Now, in full disclosure, this story was in Russian TV, www.rt.com, and it's titled FTX Money Laundering Ukraine Democrats. So Google that under RT. And you'll find this story. I want people to know where you're going to get it. But I was reading it, and the first thing that hit my mind, again, late to the party, because Melissa said she already suspected it. But given that she's an accountant, you know, she's ahead of the game with me on that one. But here's the story. FTX was a laundry for billions we kept sending to Ukraine over the years. FTX would move the money in crypto. So it wasn't the banking sphere with all its annoying records of financial transactions. And the 30-year-old punk, I'm reading this, these are not my words, who ran FTX made the working assumption that his enterprise would always increase in value. So he got sloppy and moved too much and spent too much and then got caught in a big downturn while he still has lots of making up to do, i.e., while he still had investors' accounts which were empty, but they didn't know that. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Melissa said, these guys might be smart in terms of building tech, but they're dumb in running companies. And she looked at the books, all the stuff that you could look at publicly, and said these guys were buying homes and financing vacations and all kinds of stuff with FTX money. They commingled it as if it was just like a little honeypot for them to do whatever they wanted to do. And I think that's what she was saying, is that, you know, they may be smart in tech, but they're dumb in the governance. You know, you have to have governance. You have boards of directors. You have people that say, you can't do that. You can't be going out buying Ferraris and throwing parties and, you know, making it rain in gentlemen's clubs. I don't know if they did any of that, but I'm just saying, whatever they did, you can't do it like they did it. But here's what I know about leftism and guys like SBF, I think's the guy's name. They really did everything they could to insulate themselves from worrying about the money going away. And this guy writes, the 30-year-old whiz kid had never seen a downturn. He didn't think crypto would ever have a downturn. He considered himself a genius and glommed onto the Democratic Party early on, donating tens of millions and becoming part of their money machine. He joined the elite. Now, I talked about this before. I said, if you're going to pick a party to do this with, the Democrats are the perfect people to do it, because once, not that the Republicans are immune, but Republicans will look at it and go, okay, it looks good now. It's a lot of money now. Woohoo, baby. But I got to remember the consequences. I got to remember this can embarrass me in front of my grandchildren. I got to remember this might embarrass me at the Harvard Club. See, it's like a Bernie Madoff scenario where, you know, everybody wants to be associated with Bernie until it's time not to be associated with Bernie. But do you know how many people he embarrassed? How many people went to family and friends and said, hey, this is my guy. He practically prints money, and they vouch for him. And now they can't even hold their heads up high because most of them are destitute. They're broke. Bernie, stole $50 billion. It was a lot of money. Well, same thing with this guy. Luckily, they stopped him. Can you imagine how big this Ponzi scheme could have gotten? How many other patsies? I mean, we already talked about Brady and Giselle. Did this lead to their breakup? I don't know, but it didn't help. And what's the guy's name? The little big mouth fist up guy that plays for the... what's his name? Curry. Steph Curry. He's involved in it. Big names, man. Jake Paul. Some of these guys were so secure in how much money they were going to have, they put all their... We talked about this a few days ago. They put all their... Pay me in this. Pay me in crypto. I'm good to go. A lot of people. But see, that's how... As you think about Jeffrey Epstein... How was he able to get away having an island where he would take kids, young girls, who maybe boys, who knows, and just make a sexual island, a rich person's, a rich leftist playground for all their sexual deviance and indulgences? Nobody says a word. Harvey Weinstein. When you think of SBF and FTX, this company and its 30-year-old whiz kid MIT founder, just think of Harvey Weinstein getting away with it for decades. This guy got away with it for a few years. But if he had been allowed to go decades, oh my gosh, he'd own the world. He said now he's fleeing justice. They're investigating him in the United States. They're investigating him in the Bahamas. And you can bet there are other investigations either happening or pending. He didn't protect his assets because he didn't have any assets to protect. He's got margin calls. Now he's got to sell everything as people try to recover their losses. And look, I've sympathized when people invest hard-earned money. It's the Madoff thing is a tragedy because with Madoff, it was family and friends. Once you made a little money, you told your buddies, oh man, you got it. This guy, I tell you, you got to do it. Many, many, many dozens, if not hundreds, maybe thousands of people were ruined by Madoff. In this deal, only a few really, you know, the Democrats are the ones who are really taking it here. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm sure there are people that bought the stock. I don't know. He goes on and says a lot of people got hurt. The market, ordinary retirees, pension holders, small investors trying to get larger, etc. But he says the real damage is done to people who get into the system to try to improve their lives, who work hard to have anything to invest at all, who depend on the honesty and the decency of all the other players to keep them safe while they try to realize their dreams. Let me just say this. If you know everything that I know about the stock market and what Pelosi and team does and how these people manipulate and the people above them who are manipulating them, we think we have legislators, people who care. Let me tell you what we have. We have people who sell us out. They get rich, but the people that are really pulling the strings get filthy, stinking rich. And this kid here, SBF, he wanted to become one of those players. And now they're wondering, did he do something here to take this thing to beyond? I'm still going over the regular stuff. What was he really doing for the Democrats? What was he setting up? Think about how ingrained he became. See, this is not just the work of a 30-year-old. This is the work of the people who said, we can use this guy and we can do what we need to do to make things work in our favor. And thus, all these Ukrainian slush funds start to appear. Your money, your tax dollars. So, look, I don't know how it works. Because I haven't bought crypto. I tried to buy Ethereum one time when it was down to like $700 and it went up to $1,100. And Melissa got mad at me. Why didn't you get it? And I go, I couldn't get it. I was called the brokers and nah. And I probably would have made money on it. I mean, I would have in that transaction for sure. But I mean, would I have left it? You know, because the joke on crypto is you're rich today, then you're broke the next day, then you're rich again the next day, and you're broke the next day. You know, do you keep it? Do you sell it? Well, if it's a typical investment, you'd want to keep it a while, right? Let it grow even bigger. But now the question is, people are asking themselves, is this dark money? They're supposed to support the good guys, right? These guys formed a nonprofit, supposedly, crypto nonprofit that was going to go to help Ukraine. Here's what they said. FTX launched crypto donation platform Aid for Ukraine in March, setting itself up as a central clearinghouse for all cryptocurrency donations to Kiev's war effort. While the exchange was supposed to route those donations to the National Bank of Ukraine, the reports suggest that it funneled at least some of the money back to the U.S. through political donations. Would that surprise any of us? I'm going to guess and say no. So when you think about the fact, look, these guys are directly involved with Ukraine. We have a president whose son, a fake president, whose son is directly involved with the Ukraine. We have a fake president who talked about Ukraine and he's sending millions and millions of dollars and stuff to it. There's more to the story, right? I don't think a 30-year-old guy is the only one involved here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Dan Bongino.
Hillary Clinton operated an unauthorized computer server. She kept in the bathroom at the Chappaqua House I was at many, many times. She trafficked in classified information because she had no government email account. We know people knew about it because Barack Obama's BlackBerry had her personal email address whitelisted. So it was a government conspiracy, meaning a lot of people knew about it and colluded to keep it quiet.
Tune into the Dan Bongino Show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. right here on Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support and words of encouragement.
It's very enlightening. Very enlightening.
Thanks for what you guys do. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much. It's the best thing that's happened in St. Louis, and I so appreciate you guys doing it.
You guys are the only station I listen to anymore, man.
Please support our sponsors, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network. The voice.
A rhino, a very large, potentially dangerous creature with a small brain, or a Republican in name only, also potentially dangerous, or Republican radio in name only. Exactly what the Real Talk Radio Network isn't. Sure, it may be more financially feasible to ride the fence, to call yourself a conservative station, but still say what they want to hear and cave to the pressure. Here at the Real Talk Radio Network, we're proud to be the voice of truth.
No rhino radio here.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The Kel & Co. Morning Show, weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real excited that Kel's back on.
They'll arm you with the ammunition you need to know to help protect your freedoms and navigate through this crazy world we live in. It's all live and it's all local. You never know who's going to stop by, and you never know what they're going to talk about.
When I heard you were back on the morning show, I was totally thrilled.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
And that's when I started listening again.
The Kel & Co. Morning Show, weekday mornings on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network salutes you, the Freedom Fighter.
We fight by supporting your radio station, getting the message out of what you guys are doing. We support small businesses. We support the farmers. We're not going to be out in the street protesting. We're going to do it with our money and our brains.
Keep fighting the good fight, and we'll be right there with you. The Real Talk Radio Network. The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702. He grew up fighting for America the right way. Instilled in him was Christian and conservative values. He's a political science major. He's even an author of Conservative Prudence, Fighting for America the Right Way. He is Victor Nieves.
Like I say all the time, if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know your rights, well, then frankly, you stand no chance whatsoever at ever being able to defend or protect those rights.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekday afternoons at 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real Talk Radio Network.
I stream this all day while I work.
In the foodie, can't miss out.
The voice of freedom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Was SBF the Wunderkind, who started the company FTX, now defunct company, I should say, is he a patsy? Is he the fall guy for a bigger, more sinister plot to launder money back to the Democratic Party? I tell you what, it would not surprise me one bit. And here's what I can guarantee you. If Trump had his little fingers in this in any way, if he were president and this money were going to the Republican Party, you can bet the media would be all over it. But they ain't saying nothing about this right now. This is like Joe Biden's 80th birthday. No one wants to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Forget about it. Forget about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. FTX. Billions moving. They say it's billions moving of crypto, and no transactions you can't find. By the way, did you know FTX, when they would send out emails, it was auto delete. So in other words, once the email was sent and you read it, poof, it disappeared into the ether. That's only one of the things that they did. They used mostly a chat service. And the chat service, when they were talking about trades and things like that, they didn't use lingo like accept the trade or make the trade or whatever. They just did emojis. They left it. They ran the place very cryptic. I guess if you're running a cryptocurrency that's run by criminals, that's funneling money into Ukraine and then kicking it back to the Democratic Party, you might want to not keep good records. So that's what they did. And you'll hear more about it. I'm giving you little tidbits I've heard, but I suggest you look into it for yourself. The Ukrainian government had already received over 60 million in crypto donations as of March. Now, this is when FTX set up their aid to Ukraine non-profit or whatever to get money in and out of Ukraine through crypto. They said FTX did not publish the amounts subsequently taken in, but other fundraising campaigns on Kiev's behalf have been hugely successful. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill raised enough funds to buy 500 drones in a single month, as an example. Now, drones are not cheap, folks. We're talking about, these are not like little drones that you fly around your house type drones. We're talking about very expensive drones. They said whatever funds the exchange had under management have presumably evaporated with the rest of its assets due to an alleged hack last week. And the exchange, of course, filed for bankruptcy last week. But the resulting chaos has sent the crypto market spiraling. Now, I'm going to say this. The crypto markets will be around, because the Democrats are going to be attacking certain industries and people are going to say, I'm going to put my money here. So in other words, Bitcoin, Ethereum, maybe a couple of others may survive. I don't know. It's like anything else. There's always one or two. Then there'll be 50 and it'll reconsolidate down to probably three. And that'll be it. They go on to say this. In addition to bankrolling political campaigns, SBF, Bankman-Fried, spent millions lobbying to shape cryptocurrency regulations. And Democrats responsible for this were particular targets for his largesse. And he is under investigation by that same agency for moving $10 billion in client assets off FTX to his hedge fund, Alameda Research. The pure scale of these things is amazing to me. $10 billion in client assets from FTX to his hedge fund, Alameda Research. Now, are they going to shut that down? Are they going to go grab that money too? I don't know. Here's what I do know. If he's got $10 billion in there, it's going to hurt some fat cats. there's some people pretty scared. They say while Bankman-Fried's private jet has been tracked to Argentina, the disgraced billionaire insisted that he was still in the Bahamas. But let's go back to his potential for being a fundraising or a, you know, an arm of the, you know, getting money into Ukraine. They go on to say Bankman-Fried tweeted November 5th that he was a significant donor to both Democrats and Republicans. And I'm going to make this distinction because I want to show you just how they try to split hairs. This was a PolitiFact fact check on whether or not he was involved in all this different stuff. FEC reports confirmed that Bankman-Fried has donated money to candidates from both parties, although the bulk of the donations have appeared to go to the Democratic candidates and Democratic-leaning PACs. Now, here it is. $27 million to Protect Our Future PAC, which mostly supports Democratic candidates. $6 million to the House Majority PAC, which supports Democratic House candidates. You ready for the donations to the Republicans? FEC reports show Bankman-Fried gave $45,000 to the NRCC, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and $105,000 to Alabama Conservative Funds, Alabama Conservatives Fund. So, $33 million I just talked about to two Democratic PACs and $150,000 to Republicans. A tweet from Mikhailo Fedorov, the Ukraine's vice prime minister and the nation's minister of digital transformation, announced the site on March 14th and described it. We're talking about their fundraising site for Ukraine, aid for Ukraine, described it as a beautiful joint initiative of the country's Ministry of Digital Transformation in partnership with FTX and Everstake, a blockchain staking platform in Ukraine. Staking platforms let users earn rewards on their cryptocurrency deposits by committing them to a blockchain network. What they're saying there is, if you will say, we're going to leave this money inside of the network to be used as barter, so to speak, then we'll give you some money back. That's how you build the value of the system there. But what this amounts to, folks, is a joint venture between FTX and Ukraine. How do you think you make that happen? Do you believe that you make that happen as a 30-year-old dude from MIT, or do you think there's some intervention from the big guy? And I'm not talking about the one upstairs. I'm talking about America's big guy. The website has a banner headline that reads, "Help Ukraine with crypto. Don't leave us alone with the enemy." Powered by Everstake, FTX, and Kuna. Kuna is the cryptocurrency exchange in Ukraine. The donation site's URL, which got changed on November the 1st, in a move aid for Ukraine said was unrelated to FTX developments. Do you believe that? As of November the 15th, aid for Ukraine said it had raised more than $60 million, and the bulk of that donor support appears to have been generated early in the conflict. That report I just, that little piece I just read came from the Washington Post. The money raised on the site is used to buy military and other equipment, according to a detailed listing of spending on the website. Do you realize that you cannot provide, the only thing you're supposed to be able to provide a country are non-lethals? You're not going to hear much about that. A press release from Everstake announcing the partnership in March said that aid for Ukraine is cooperating with the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, which converts crypto funds received into a flat government-issued currency and sends the donations to the National Bank of Ukraine. Now I'm going to make you a bet that there's a fee for transfer, for converting. And part of that money, if you wanted to go look at it, if you were to take the digital footprint of how things got done, I'll make you a bet that that money went back to the Democrats. Every shekel, every lira, every Deutschmark, every euro, you name it, it went back to the Democrats. But they want you to believe that this 30-year-old wunderkind, the whiz kid, he's the one who did it. He structured all this deal. And interestingly, as I reported before, people like Dick Durbin and Kirsten Gillibrand, others who took money from him are now going, you know, we're going to give the money back because we no longer want to be associated with him. But they're not going to give that money back in those PACs. They've been money laundering. The Democrats will do whatever it takes to get power and to keep power. And if they use a guy like him, this patsy, he's willing to do it because he's living the high life. But something had to dramatically go wrong for the Democrats to have to turn on him. But they have turned on him.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KXEN, K264CY St. Louis, the voice of freedom.